Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. EigenLayer and EigenDA go live on Mainnet. Relay launches Canonical Plus. Ethereum researchers analyze correlated attestation penalties. And Aerodrome announces a launch date for Slipstream. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. EigenLayer, Ethereum's largest restaking protocol with over $13 billion in total value locked, has rolled out support for stake delegation, operator registration, and actively validated services on mainnet. The release signifies the initial completion of the protocol's three-phase launch. EigenDA, which is EigenLayer's native data availability solution, is also live on mainnet beta as the inaugural actively validated service. The launch excludes features for in-protocol payments from AVSs to operators or mechanisms for slashing. Restakers on EigenLayer can now delegate their restaked assets to one of the protocol's 200-plus registered operators. The final production-ready version of EigenDA is scheduled for release in the coming weeks, with plans to onboard more actively validated services in the coming month. Relay, an instant liquidity solution for cross-chain bridging, launched Canonical Plus, a new feature designed to streamline the process of using Canonical bridges for large asset transfers. Canonical Plus simplifies the user experience by removing the need to perform multiple transactions in the typical Canonical bridging process. By collecting an upfront fee, Relay directs prepaid gas fees to a Relayer who executes the subsequent and final withdraw transactions on behalf of the user. Although Canonical bridges are known for their 7-day withdrawal delay, they offer enhanced security and don't incur bridge fees. A Reservoir Dune Analytics dashboard shows that users have left more than $17.8 million in Canonical bridge contracts due to not completing their bridging transactions. Ethereum researcher Tony Warstater conducted a study on the effects of introducing penalties for validators with correlated behavior to discourage decentralization of node operations. Staking operators are incentivized to centralize due to the advantages of economies of scale. To counter centralization, Vitalik Buterin proposed an anti-correlation penalty. The penalty increases based on the number of missed attestations, aiming to deter the aggregation of validator operations. The study revealed that under the proposed penalty system, larger and medium-sized staking operations would incur higher penalties, while smaller staking groups would see a reduction in penalties. And lastly, Aerodrome, the leading AMM on Base, unveiled plans to launch Slipstream, its concentrated liquidity AMM, on Monday, April 22nd. Designed for low volatility and high trading volume token pairs, Slipstream enables liquidity providers to capture a larger share of the daily transaction volume, increasing their fee earnings. Developed from the UniV3 codebase, Slipstream has already been deployed into Velodrome, the Optimism native version of the DEX. Aerodrome is the largest DEX on Base with over $600 million in total value locked. In other news, native USDC is now live on ZK Sync Era. Base hits 300 transactions per second, and core developers are seeking feedback from staking pools on increased max effective balance EIP-7251. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.